Good morning. Welcome to our lecture. Mark is correct. Today we will discuss the role of advocate. In my past manuscripts, I spoke of speakers. Speakers are those of you who are incarnated on your planet Earth, who are truth tellers. You speak the truth to your fellow humans, the truth on the nature of reality. Now you do this in physical reality, the third dimension. You also do it in non-physical reality. Now those of you who are participating in this advocacy work, the great majority of you that are listening, we are now calling the advocates. The advocates for humanity and your Mother Earth. In my second book, we speak of witches, shamans, magicians, healers of all types. These are the advocates. Now Mark, when he did his first reading to an audience in Chicago, to promote the second book of ours, he was astounded to see that there were a group of advocates in the audience, and they identified themselves after the lecture. Magicians, shamans, witches, and healers were all represented. It was then that Mark knew that he was, in a sense, in over his head, or he had put off completing the exercises in the books. He was busy creating the books, but now it was incumbent upon him to actually take his own advice, take our advice, and begin the exercises. To those of you who have read my new material, I urge you to do the experiments and the exercises. The most important one, as I suggested in a recent lecture, is the ritual of sanctuary. The next most important is the meditation ritual, a specific posture is suggested for this particular ritual. You are essentially embodying the state of ecstatic awareness. Now these rituals are to be done in sequence. Before any explorations of the unknown reality, I suggest you do create a sacred space, a space of sanctuary for yourself, creating a field of white light around you. It's a classic that many of you use in your voyages. Practice. Now the great majority of you are already deeply involved in these investigations. That is why you're drawn to these lectures of mine. However, to those of you who are in the, shall we say, intermediate to expert mode, might I suggest you use your intention to carry these exercises further. Now, as Mark suggested, this project is being criticized by a group we refer to as the naysayers. And yet, this is simply the microcosm of the greater macrocosm of controlling influences being directed at advocates. So in a sense, by supporting these projects, you are supporting the greater expression of free thinking, and thus positive reality creation. What is created on the small level extends to the greater level. So this is a call to those of you who feel that you'd like to take this work further. To let go of any fear and anxiety. Indeed, to transform any fear or anxiety that you are feeling into their divine opposites. Courage, loving understanding, a peaceful awareness. And this peaceful awareness does indeed translate into a positive future for you, for you. You do make your reality with your thoughts. We are encouraging those of you who wish to go further with these explorations to join us in a very direct way. Over your internet, linking up, as Mark suggests, with your various websites. But also in your private and professional lives. To take these teachings with you and to demonstrate through your behaviors and through your powerful thoughts. The new world that lies as a distinct probability for you, just outside of your collective awareness. Now I know that this may be a huge leap for some of you. Many of you are experiencing the negative effects of what we're calling the negative media. Now the solution to this is quite simple, as I suggested. Turn off your electronic devices that dispense negative programming. Do not support the negative media in any way, particularly with your pocketbook. This takes some intention and a plan. So I suggest that you, if you're serious about this, to disconnect. And to reconnect with those energies of love. The energies behind the new world that exists in potentiality. Now, one way to do this is to to support this new world in your thoughts on a moment-to-moment basis. Those of you who are experienced at creating an observer self within your consciousness can do this. You suggest to your energy personality or other guides who are leading you to remind you when you are lapsing into negative fear-based reality creation agendas, and to instantaneously revert back to the envisioning of the new world. However you experience that with your inner senses, as I've suggested to Mark, it has a dreamy quality. The pastel colors that predominate are very striking. Many of your New Age artists, as you call them, capture this new world, fourth dimensional reality, quite well. You will know it when you see it, or sense it with your inner senses. The attendant feelings of ecstasy are very marked also. Indeed, these are attractive energies to help draw you to this collective manifestation. And all that is required, really, is an energy stream of loving energy. It does not take much, really, to turn on this energy stream and direct it towards the manifestation of the new world. And you can keep this on throughout your day. I suggest you begin it directly after any protection rituals you do in the morning. And keep broadcasting this energy strength to the collective consciousness, to the collective unconsciousness. If you can succeed in doing this throughout the 24-hour period, which includes, of course, in the dream state, this new world of yours will be created sooner rather than later. Now I would like to attend to a thought that Mark had moments ago. And it was expressing what he sees as a collective doubt concerning the validity of this project of ours, the return of Seth. Now, some of you who've read my old material may be wondering why the emphasis on spiritual matters, why the emphasis on the soul, why these discussions of the new world, which is something that many of you think of as possibly in the purview of New Age fanatics who are, in quotes, out there. My dear listeners, we are all out there. Now, whether you admit this to yourself or not, you are a citizen of the unknown reality. Even the cynics and those who criticize this new material, or, for that matter, any far out, in quotes, New Age material, exists as citizens within this unknown reality. So, all of you are awakening on your own schedules. Some sooner, others later. Might I suggest that the loudest and the most incessant of the naysayers may obviously be among those who will awaken later, if at all. So, is it a matter of attempting to reach those who dismiss us as fanatics, conspiracy theorists, New Age nuts? I think not. I do suggest you teach by example in your own lives, as I said, in your personal, in your spiritual lives, in your business lives. Walk your talk, to use one of your colloquialisms. Now, the message is already getting out there. There is a network that connects each of you. Each of you in human race to one another. That also connects you to your environment and all of the natural and, shall we say, elemental energies within that environment. So you are connected to everything. And thus, when you have a loving thought, it contributes to the positive manifestation. And these loving thoughts also serve to peel away the layers of denial that keep the naysayers and others who are more slow to develop, so that in time they may have the opportunity to awaken also. So as advocates for humanity and your Mother Earth, I urge you to act and teach by example. It is obvious to Mark and I that just as I warned him several years ago, to attempt to confront those who are under the influence of negative energies, negative entities, as we're calling them, it is fruitless to do so. It is a waste of your energy. In this sense, it just leads to an escalation of ill feelings, potentially on both sides. Your job is to create loving understanding out of these negative energy streams that are being directed at you. And as I've stated several times before recently, it is possible for those of you who are experienced in this form of spiritual redirection, transformation, to completely transform these negative energies to their divine opposites before they reach your mental environment, where they can potentially create anger, denial, cynicism, and other negative states of consciousness. Mark is learning how to do that currently. Sorry, many of you who are listening, now we can sense this. Now to that end, I'm going to transmit into the collective consciousness which you are involved currently, the advocates, a holographic insert that will serve to assist you in transforming the negative energies directed at you into their divine counterparts before they enter your orbit, shall we say. You will receive it immediately, but you may not recognize it until later in this day, perhaps as you're going to sleep. As I said before, if you experience it during sleep, you'll remember it upon awakening. It's a very pleasant idea construct, one that you can use in your daily existence. The majority of you received it immediately, and you can if you literally look up, perhaps you can see it with your inner senses. Looking up, perhaps concentrating through what you refer to as your third eye, the portal. This is where you receive divine information. It's a physical construct. Can you feel the information coming through? Can you feel it creating potential reality constructs? This is how you create your reality. What some of you call an astral level before it becomes physical, what you refer to as physical matter. So can you see that new world that exists in a probability where all anger, cynicism, self-denying energies are created into their divine opposites instantaneously? This is how the new world is created for you. through your thoughts. And now, Mark is signaling to me that it's time for us to end our little chat. And so I wish you a good afternoon.